something that has been on my mind. I've mentioned it before, and I might have preached about it slightly, but I'll try not to take our time. Amen. Last week Sunday was a very funny one, because while I was on the pulpit here to preach, all my notes disappeared from my iPad. You know, so just had a totally, I depend on God all the time. So I had to depend on Him throughout. But this one is showing. I've told my wife to pray. Make sure that this one doesn't disappear. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He's a merciful God. Amen. I want to talk to us on the effects of fear. How fear affects you. How fear affects any life, but especially the believer. So I'm going to read quite a lot of scriptures. I want you to be attentive. And if you can't write as much, just write. And make sure you download our church app and you can listen to the message for free. It will be downloaded immediately after the service. John 14, verse 27. The Bible says, peace, this is what Jesus said. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Let me say ahead. In the Bible, you find 365 times where the Bible says, fear not. 365, which is to say, it's a pill for every day of the year. Fear not. So Jesus is saying here, regardless of your situation, of your circumstances, and need I say, what you are going through, you are not the only one going through it. Other people around you go through much more. Was sharing with my wife around 2 a.m. last night, or in the morning, 2 a.m., said, you think you have a problem, and then somebody calls you on the phone and tells you their own problem. And then you suddenly begin to thank God and say, Lord, I'm sorry, I don't have a problem. Praise the Lord. You know, but however, Jesus says, I have given you peace. Sometimes we don't see what God has given to us. Why? Because we have not activated it in obedience. He says, but don't let your heart be troubled. Don't be afraid. Joshua 1:9, he says, have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. As a child of God, know that God is with you. Amen. Everywhere you go, in every situation, God is with you. Amen. Even when things seem not to be going your way, God is with you. Amen. Sometimes I've seen God allow things to decay to the very end before he shows up. Case in point, Lazarus. Show me where you buried it. He's thinking. You didn't come early enough. I said, show me where. It's none of your business whether he's thinking or not. Isaiah 43, verse 1 to 4. But now thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. They were in bondage. Huh? But he said, I have already redeemed you. I have called thee by my name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, Don't think I'm not there. I am with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flames kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba for thee, since thou wast precious in my sight. If you are precious in God's sight, shout a good amen.
Amen.
It says, everybody will stand to run. Or you see somebody running, you don't even know what's pursuing him. You, especially black people, we start running. Fear is very contagious. Evil. Hallelujah. And because you are afraid, you see, because it's contagious, the people around you will catch it. You and them may never reach your potential because of fear. The Bible says in 1 John 4:18, it says there's no fear in love. In agape love, there's no fear. Perfect love casts out fear. It says, fear has torment. Fear is tormenting. Fear is the reason why people worry. Fear is the reason why people have high blood pressure. Fear is the reason why people don't sleep well at night. It says, he that feareth is not made perfect in love. A lot of the children of Israel coming out of Egypt, they saw the majestic hand of God. But guess what? Along the line, they disobeyed him by unbelief. I'm going to share about that shortly. Guess what? They died. All of them. The reason why they came out, they did not reach it. Hallelujah. They left there so that they can get there, but they died here. You not die midway. Ah, I say you will not die midway. These children of Israel, they died in the wilderness to the extent that parents who needed to be circumcising their children were no longer there to circumcise their children. So Joshua took up the responsibility. Because those were the children who were born in the wilderness. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 5, I read verse 4 to 6. And this is the cause why Joshua did circumcise. This is the reason why Joshua did circumcise all the people that came out of Egypt that were males. Even all the men of war died in the wilderness. By the way, after they came out of Egypt. Now all the people that came out were circumcised. But all the people that were born in the wilderness, by the way, as they came forth out of Egypt, they had not circumcised. Even their parents did not believe they needed to do it. Because it was a requirement from God to say, oh, you belong. Praise the Lord. Today, that circumcision is not the issue. It's the circumcision of your heart. Praise the Lord. He says, for the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness till all the people that were men of war came out of Egypt were consumed because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord. Why? Fear. Unto whom the Lord swore that he would not show them the land which the Lord swore unto their fathers, that he will give us a land that floweth with milk and honey. They did not believe that God is capable of giving them a land that flows with milk and honey. You will not lose your place. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The reason why you were saved will not be lost on you. Amen. Hallelujah. Those who choose to look back out of fear, they did not make it. They did not make it. Remember, they said, let's go back. Right? Back, they didn't go. Front, they did not reach. Remember Lot's wife. The word of God says, get out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Don't look back. She looked back. She became a pillar of salt. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I pray that God will give you grace to keep looking forward. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Fear. Fear. Fear is what gives birth to doubt. Before you become doubtful, it means you are afraid. Fear is the mother of doubt. And doubt is the mother of unbelief. Doubt gives birth to unbelief. But it starts from fear. When you see somebody who doesn't believe, if somebody doesn't believe in God, who doesn't believe in the one and only God, who doesn't believe in Jesus Christ, guess what? It's because they are afraid. You know why? God is spirit. They are afraid of what they cannot see and what they cannot touch. Unbelief. This is what unbelief does. Unbelief is the thief of peace. When Jesus said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Unbelief steals that peace. Because when you are not hinged on God, you are unhinged and resting on nothing. Hallelujah. Yeah. Unbelief is the thief of peace and is the thief of rest. Even the Bible says that those who, because of their unbelief, they will not have rest in God. Fear is the major reason why people do not believe the word of God. The word of God has been preached to you day in, day out. Things have been told you to do, but you don't believe it. Why? Because you are afraid it may not be true. You are afraid it may not come to pass. The word of God says you are healed by the stripes of Jesus. But fear says, I'm still feeling it. Fear makes you do things your own way rather than the way God says it's right. No wonder Demas departed from our open heavens this morning. Demas, if I keep following this brother Paul, maybe one day they will beat me too. Maybe one day they will stone me too. I need money. This man, if I keep following me, I will be poor in my life. Maybe they will put us in prison. Did you not hear him say himself and Silas? They were in jail. I don't want to go to jail. Fear. Fear. Many people today cannot stand for the truth they believe because of the fear of losing a friend. You would rather follow your friend, do the mundane and the stupid things they do, than follow somebody or follow Jesus and detach yourself. You see, the young people today, there's a concern. There's a fear of, I'm not good enough. A fear of, nobody likes me. Sometimes my son will come from school and say, you know what, Dad? Nobody wanted to play with me. Even my daughter, nobody wanted to play with me during recess. I said, that's okay. You can play by yourself. You know? I said, it's their loss. You know? You start developing inferiority complex. We have seen children, we have read of them who killed themselves, who committed suicide, even on Facebook because somebody said something they did not like that puts them down. Now, you see somebody as slim as me, let's say it's a woman. Whatever you think. I'm telling you the truth. Somebody as slim as me and somebody, oh, you are fat. Really? Is that what you think? You are jealous. Praise the Lord. One thing, for many, many years, I've always been confident in my own skin. I've always been confident in who I am. Who God made me. I know that I'm not like everybody else. So I'm happy with me. Praise the Lord. I look at me and I like me. How can I not like me and I say I'm in love with somebody? You have to like yourself. You have to love yourself. You have to be happy in who you are. Doesn't matter whether you are growing bald or not. Even I learned that it's in fashion now to be bald. And my wife likes to rub my head. I mean, if there is hair there and somebody is rubbing your head, you won't have the feeling. But when there is no hair there and somebody is rubbing, daddy, you understand what I'm trying to say? You get the feeling. So they massage your scalp, you know? I'm sorry for all of you that have hair. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fear is a roadblock. A roadblock to God's plan for your life. A roadblock. God says, move this way. On that other side is what you are looking for. But your eye does not see it. Oh, this is a better way. And then you want to go the better way and go around. And you find out that you never get there. Hallelujah. Amen. Fear breeds negative emotion. What do you think causes depression? It stems from fear. Fear of being alone, fear of failure, fear of not getting it right, fear of nobody accepting me. I'm the only one. I'm all alone by myself. Nobody wants me. You become depressed. May that not be your portion. Amen. Check a depressed person. They have lost confidence. Fear has stolen their confidence. They have allowed fear to creep in and take a major part of their life. Today I speak confidence and restoration to you. Fear also has led many people into negative habits. Why? They want to numb the pain. They want to cover up their inadequacies. Sometimes you see some people, the way they act, that's not their real person. They are just using their act to cover their inadequacies. Fear, when something happens to you, a challenge, fear makes you look for somebody. Fear makes you pick up the phone and call someone. Rather than call God. Amen. in every situation of your life, your first responder must be God. Your first responder must be the Holy Spirit. Talk it to God first. Praise the Lord. Talk it out with God first. Let God be your first response. Amen. Where does fear come from? The Bible says it's of the devil. Fear is of the devil. You want to do anything and suddenly you are afraid. That's the devil right there. Sometimes you want to do the right thing that will benefit your life. And suddenly Satan uses fear to overwhelm you. And then you stop. And then you don't do it. Hallelujah. Amen. Some people have missed out on the wife or the husband they are supposed to marry out of fear. Huh? You are afraid to tell the girl that I have strong feelings that you're probably my wife. I'm being careful with my words. Some guys, they can't tell a woman, and the girl will pass by them like this and like that. And for the women, even if a guy has the boldness to say it, she looks at him where he is now. And she's afraid that if I marry this one, will we go hungry? We will never have a house. This guy who is living with his brother. You know, you don't marry a finished product. You marry prospect. Praise the Lord. You are not afraid of where he is now. You too, you are not complete. You are bringing something to add to this life, and then both of you can grow together. When I met my wife, I wasn't afraid. I just said, you know what? I'm not looking for a girlfriend. I need a wife. What say you? It was either yes or no. Praise the Lord. And if she had said no, it's move on. Praise the Lord. But I thank God she said yes. And she too, she's thanking God she said yes. She will have missed all this. Well, you know, there are some things you buy in the store. You don't buy them because of how they wrap it. You buy them because of what is inside. She knows what is inside. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Are you getting something? Fear stagnates you and make you settle for less. You know, in the America of today, it's like we're going back to segregation. You know, people are beginning to fear. You know, some people fear, zombie apocalypse. That some zombie will come from somewhere. I don't know where they got all that madness from. You know? I don't know where they got all that madness from. If you make an unusual noise, I will respond with my own noise. Hallelujah. I heard Bishop Izawaza say something a long time ago. He said his wife, they were driving to church every day for months in their Mercedes-Benz car. And this huge dog that belongs to their neighbor will keep on pursuing them and barking. Whoop, 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 whoop. And his wife will say, speed, 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 speed. He said, one day, he just was like, enough is enough. As they were going, and the dog was pursuing them, he said, he just slammed on the brake. Bam! And the dog hit his head on their bumper behind. As the dog ran away, He said from that day, when the dog sees their car, he just move away. That's what a lot of us need to do. Put on your brakes. Stop running from the devil. The Bible says he's defeated. Do you know what that means? Somebody who has been defeated, he has no feet. That's what it means. His feet has been what? Taken away. And you are running from him. You are afraid of the devil. And you don't realize that a child of God, washed by the blood, the devil is afraid of you. Another testimony I had from Bishop Idahosa. He said, there was a meeting of witches and wizards in Chicago. And they all agreed that they were going to have a convention in Nigeria. Then he came to the television. He said, I remember this vividly then. He said, that meeting is not going to hold. And their representative in Nigeria said it's a lie that the meeting will hold. So media people now begin to bang their heads together. So they called both of them for a debate. He said he sat down and the man said everything that the meeting will hold on so day. He spoke for 20 something minutes. As Bishop Idahosa said, when it was his turn, he just got up. He said, what do you have to say to respond? He said, the meeting is not going to hold. He said, that's all. He has nothing more to say. He now said, he turned to the witch's representative. He said, I'm going to kill you now. The Bible says, suffer a witch not to live. Are you a witch? Said he asked him, are you a witch? Said the guy looked at me and said, no. Oh my God. The guy said, no, there is not a witch. He said, the meeting didn't hold. He said, the meeting didn't hold. He said, God told him that because you have already said it's not going to hold. That's all. It's not going to hold. And they didn't hold the meeting. There is something in you as a believer that you have to settle within yourself. Don't let Satan railroad you. What else does fear do? I was saying fear stagnates, makes you settle for less, whereas you are created to thrive, you are created for more. Some people have said, Carl, why did you have to go for a building like this? How many people are you? Huh? Is it not too much? Exactly. That's the reason why. Because it's too much. And I've seen buildings that are 20 times this one, that people are worshiping inside it. Maybe there are some of you sitting down here, you are questioning, why are we going through all this problem of all this building, this, that, and that? We shouldn't have even made this move. Maybe you shouldn't be a member of this church. God has a plan. And I'm working with that plan. That's all I know. The one who started it, he will help us to finish it. And he alone will take the glory. Now when it is done, everybody will be like, oh wow. Ah, You guys try. No, it's not we. It's the Lord. If you are aspiring to live in a big house, you're aspiring to buy a big home, you're aspiring to do great things, why can't you aspire to do something great for your God, in the name of your God? Fear excuses you out of opportunities. Fear says if you try it, you will fail. Some of my friends, and I'm not saying this in hiding, I'm not an 007 person. I say the way I see it. Some who have seen this place, some who have seen the picture of this place, I can hear their heart. Jealousy. Honestly. How can it be somebody like you? Have you not heard that God uses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise? Huh? If he doesn't use me, we'll use somebody else. Praise the Lord. Fear makes you to continually defend your past. Fear makes you not to enjoy the present. Fear makes you not to harness the potential of your future. And you know the greatest of it? Fear gives Satan access into your life. If you live in fear, give Satan access to your life. Can't remember who said this. Said, when fear knocks on your door, send faith to open the door, and you'll find out that there was nobody there. Fear is knocking. Oh, is this marriage going to stand? Is it going to break? No, it's going to stand. It's not going to break. It's not going to break. Will this child become somebody? My question to you is, did you ask the child from a demon? Huh? God is a champion breeder.
Huh?
A lot of us, we went wayward before. And then God released his hook and brought us out, washed us clean. And he's doing great things in our life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anywhere you see fear is an indication of doubt. It's an indication that there is no faith. You know, sometimes I will have finished doing something before I begin to think about how stupid. That could have gone the other way around. But thank God that I didn't think like that before I did it. You know, I remember one day, you know, after that guy came and wrote on our building, and we were on the lookout. I can't remember what we were doing in church. And then Minister Kim said, oh, he sees a guy who looks like the guy. We left what we were doing. I think it was three of us. We pursued this guy. And that's how I held him. Hey, let me see your bag. Open your bag. It was a white guy. The guy was shaking, was opening. I'm like, later, I'm like, what if this guy had a gun? You know? I'm like, then I began to tell myself what I was going to do if he had brought out a gun. That number one, he won't be able to use it. By the time I give him a blow in his neck. Like one of my sons in the Lord, he said a bully was bullying his son at school. He said, okay. He said he now went to the school. He didn't tell his son. He now saw the guy. He called him. He said, as I'm talking to you, just be smiling. where I come from, we eat people like you. And we use your bone. We lick it and just be smiling. If you bully my son again, I will eat you. And he said, the guy was just, that was the last time. Then the son now came home and said, Dad, did you come to my school? Praise the Lord. You know why you are terrorized? You are terrorized because you are terrified. If you are not afraid, nobody can terrorize you. Even Satan cannot terrorize you. Hallelujah. Amen. In closing, I want to share a biblical story. I got something out of it as I was meditating over the night. The story of the widow of Zarephath. Elijah was by the brook Cherith. And after God had fed him with hot cakes that ravens brought to him, then suddenly the brook dried up. And God said, go. I have prepared a widow to take care of you. Huh. Think about that word. That will mean you get to a place. You find a rich widow. Right? A widow that has a lot of things. A lot of food to take care of him. That's what you will think. That God says, I have prepared a widow to take care of you. What? Elijah knew it is done. The widow that God was talking about had nothing to herself. But she did not know that God had made provision for her. This widow, this is the way I wrote it down. This widow already had what she did not know she had. When Elijah met her and said, oh, can you give me water? You already knew it was the widow. And while you are bringing the water, bring me a cake. And the widow stopped. Water, maybe. But that cake, as a matter of fact, as you see me so, I'm just about to cook this one for my son and I to eat and die. Let me pause there. I shared this joke before. Somebody was walking in the bush and it was raining. And he saw this hut. He could see smoke coming out. And he ran there and he saw a couple, old people. And he invited, oh, come out of the rain. Come and dry yourself up. And the woman was cooking. So the woman started serving the food from the pot to the plate. The guy said, ma'am, that's enough for me. You didn't get that. We called you to come and dry up. We are serving our food. You say that is enough for you. But the man was a man of faith. Whether the woman wanted to give her food before or not, now she has to give her food. Many of us, we just sit down by the fire and you are hungry. Rain has beaten you. Hunger is wiring you. And somebody is serving food and you could not talk and say, that's enough for me. Go and bring my own cake. The woman said, we have this. We just want to eat it. And that's the end. Elijah said, okay, go and bring my own first. What God provided for that woman was in her obedience to respond. Did you hear me? She did not know that God has already provided for her. But the only thing that will activate what God has provided for her and her household through the famine was in our obedience. Many of us will not act out of fear of, I said that is all we have. I can give you water. I don't care if you are a man of God. I don't care if you are an archbishop. I don't care. All these pastors of nowadays, you start hearing all kinds of word, not knowing. Yes, I know that some people have abused that. But it was our obedience that will activate what she did not know she had. There are some things in you don't know you have until you take the step God say you should take. Maybe God is asking you to fast for 7 days. Maybe God is asking you to fast for 21 days. Fear of not eating, fear of no food has not allowed you to do that, and you are still remaining where you are. Somebody say, God have mercy. Come on, somebody say, God have mercy. Obedience activates the promise of God. And anywhere you find obedience, fear always disappears. Are you going to keep on living your life in fear? Your bulletin says, do you believe? Fear is the reason why many don't believe. Fear is the reason why many turn back. Fear is the reason why many Christians are lackadaisical in their followership of God. Fear is the reason why people don't pray, because they don't believe that they will be heard, that God still answers prayers. Oh, I can tell you, God still answers prayers. God still answers prayers. I'm a testimony that God answers prayers. This church is a testimony that God still answers prayers. How many of us are ready to kick fear this morning? How many of us are ready to kick fear this morning? The Lord said to Joshua, have I not told you? Be courageous. The four lepers, if we go or we don't go, we are going to die. Right? They went. What fear is grounding you not to do is what I want you to do from today. That thing that you have been having doubt on, take that step of faith. You find out that you will not fall. You find out that you will not fail. Do I have to remind you, I came on faith to Kansas City. I did not know any man, any woman, anybody. Fear would have told me, what are you doing? Even my peers said, are you crazy? Who is there? But I choose to believe God. And that is why we are here today.